بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين صدق الله العظيم. In the 20th juz that we heard tonight, in tonight's Taraweeh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Qarun. كان من قوم موسى. Verily Qarun was from the people of Musa alayhi salatu salam. Commentators say that Qarun was the cousin of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam. And from all the people of the Bani Israel, he knew most of the Torah by heart. So he was from the family of Musa alayhi salatu salam, or from the people of Musa alayhi salatu salam. فَبَغَىٰ عَلَيْهِمْ But he rebelled against them. He was very rebellious. He had great knowledge of the Torah, but Mufassirin write that he was a munafiq. Like in the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salatu salam, there was a person by the name of Samiri. And Samiri also, Allah had blessed him with great knowledge, but he also turned munafiq. So Qarun, Allah Ta'ala says, we had blessed him with such wealth, such treasures, and to make us understand the vast treasures that Qarun was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of Allah's generosity. Allah had given him so much that just the keys to his treasures were carried by Mufassirin, right? 60 mules and donkeys. 60. Only the keys to his tijoris. You know, the tijori key, not a small key. Those big keys. So he had so much of treasures and vaults that only the keys were laden upon these mules. And not ordinary mules. Very healthy, very good-looking mules. The Quran uses the word لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ That these keys were so heavy, that it burdened a weighty and a very strong army. People who were strong. And they had so many mules with them. Yet these keys were so heavy that they burdened these strong men of Qarun even. So can we imagine what type of wealth he enjoyed? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قُوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحُ His people told him, don't be so pompous. Don't boast. Don't brag. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ Allah does not like those who are boastful, those who are proud. Like we did in the other verse, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا So do not walk on this earth with pride. وَبْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ And seek from that which Allah has given you, seek the akhirat. In other words, all these treasures Allah has given you, the wealth that Allah has given you, use it towards the akhirat. Use it towards your success in the hereafter. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا And don't forget your portion and share of the dunya as well. We are expected to feed our families, ourselves, clothe ourselves, our families, and have a reasonable good life. There's nothing wrong in Sharia to have a car, to have a house, to enjoy a comfortable life. So Allah Ta'ala is not saying that you must use every penny only for the akhirat, and you must live as a pauper here, and a beggar here, and beg from people. No. Allah has given you, so use that portion which is required for the necessities of dunya. But the majority of your earnings, and your savings, and your treasures, is for akhirat. وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ That comes first. That's your goal. Because we are all living in this world for a short period of time. This world is short-lived. our permanent and final abode is the hereafter. So it's common sense that we prepare for the hereafter. But because we are human beings, we have needs, we have necessities. We got to breathe, we got to eat, we got to drink, we got to wear some clothes. We need shelter, we need some protection, we need conveyance. So, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Allah sees it is your nasib. It is your portion. It is your lot of this world. Don't ignore it. Use that for the world what you require. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And be kind to others. The poor, the orphan, the widow, the needy. There are good projects that one requires to spend on. And so many things where ihsan is required. And Allah reminds, see, you must be kind. How, why? Because Allah was kind to you. كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Allah was kind to you, so be a good doer. Be kind to people. Don't be rebellious. Don't become a tyrant ruler. Don't oppress people. وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't seek mischief making in the world. Don't seek to cause mischief, fasad, to cause problems and anarchy in the world. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Verily Allah hates those who cause anarchy, who cause mischief. So when Qarun was told that spend this wealth which Allah has given you for good causes and for the, towards the akhirat, now look at his response. And this happens when a person reaches the pinnacle of pride and arrogance. Exact like what Shaitan did. What did Shaitan do? When Allah told him to bow down to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينٍ. You created me from fire. You created Adam from sand. Fire is greater than sand. Why should I bow down to him? The very first sin, the very first guna committed was that of pride. And therefore ulama and mashayikh say that pride is known as Ummul Amrad, the mother of all diseases. The mother of all diseases. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it mentioned that that person who has that amount of pride equivalent to a mustard seed, as tiny as a mustard seed, will not enter paradise. May Allah ta'ala save us. May Allah protect us. And therefore, what is required of us? Tawadu. Tawadu. Humility. Where one not just says, but one really believes. He really believes he is the lowest and lowest of all Allah's creation. Presently, he is the lower than all the animals even. And every single human being, besides the disbelievers, but fil ma'al, with as far as future, he does not know what will be the outcome and result. Perhaps they may also become believers. So as far as future is concerned, he has no knowledge of. So he regards himself to be lower than the disbelievers also, as far as the future is concerned. But fil hal, of course, iman is greater than kufr, can never be equaled. But the point is here, he never thinks superior of himself. He always thinks inferior of himself. The hadith of Rasulullah says, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهِ. That person who has humility, but the condition is لِلَّهِ, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lowers himself for the sake of Allah. He has no ulterior motives. He does not lower himself for any dunya purpose. Like many times a person pretends that he is very humble. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala sees a person walking with his head right down. Ask him, oh my brother, are you sick? He said, no. He said, what are you walking like that for? Walk next week normally. Sharia does not want us to make takalluf and we go half bent before some buzrug or some. Afterwards at home, then how you behave? Like a lion. So behave, be natural. Yes, but don't have pride in you. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا. We read yesterday that the servants of Rahman, they walk on this earth with humility. They walk on this earth not having superiority in their heart. They regard themselves to be inferior to every other person. So that person who has humility, رفعه الله, Allah will elevate him. And Allah will honor him. And Allah will honor him in the eyes of the people as well. In the world also Allah will give him izzat. In the akhirat Allah will also give him izzat. But that person who has pride, وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهِ, the one who has pride, Allah will throw him, Allah will destroy him, Allah will ruin him. What happened to shaitan? Thrown from, expelled from Jahannam, from Jannah. Expelled from Jannah forever and ever. Doomed into Jahannam. Fir'aun, we also discussed too, we heard the verses on Fir'aun also today. And quite a few times Fir'aun's qissas come throughout the Quran. What was it? Pride, arrogance. Ma alimtu lakum min ilahin ghairi, came in tonight's verse. When Musa a.s. is giving him da'wah towards Allah, he says, ma alimtu lakum min ilahin ghairi, I don't know of any other Allah besides myself. I'm the Lord, I'm the God. What are you talking about Allah? Who's Allah? So Allah Ta'ala destroyed him. And as he is drowning, now, Allah, Allah, amantu, now I bring iman. Qarun, the same thing. He said, lessons for us. We read the Quran, doesn't mean Fir'aun was one story that happened so many thousand years ago and it's all over. No. These are all lessons for us so we don't follow in the same way. Money sometimes, or many times, causes the pride to come to the person. Makes him feel superior. Many people say, so and so person is on my payroll. All this you see, my intelligence, my brains. I was the brain behind this whole factory, whole business. Always have humility. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know how long that factory and how and all those warehouses and all those buildings and all those properties and all those homes and all those mansions and all those vehicles and all will stay with you. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيْتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمِ الْعِنْدِ. It's the exact thing what Qarun said. See, all this, I achieved it because of my own knowledge. عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِ. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْحًا. Why is Qarun jumping like this? We destroyed many nations of the past who are more stronger than Qarun. مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا, and who had more wealth than Qarun. We destroyed many people stronger than him and richer than him. وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. فَخَرَجَ عَلَى قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. So Qarun comes out on one occasion amidst his people in great pomp and splendor, boasting في زينته. Mufassir didn't give detail of what type of clothing and what type of cavalry he had and what type of army he had and how they were dressed and how he began to strut and he began to boast and show off. Those people of his qawm, of his people who loved dunya, who had dunya in their hearts, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, they began to say, how we wish we had that amount of treasures and money and riches like Qarun. He's so lucky. Now let's put ourselves in that type of... Don't we also say so many things? That guy is so fortunate, man. He's got such big mansion. Look at his cars. And he's flying all the time. And his travels is first class. And he stays in this hotel and there. And we, so nice if we also have that type of wealth. Ya layta lana mithla ma utiya Qarun. Innahu ladhu haddin azim. He's got a very great lot. Very wealthy. But the knowledgeable people, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ, the ulama of that time, those who had knowledge, وَيْلَكُمْ, no, woe be to you, don't talk like that, don't think like that, don't have that desire. ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ, the rewards of Allah is far greater than this. For that person who has iman in Allah, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and he does righteous deeds. وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرٌ, but this only those who are, who have sabr in them, fortitude, who have patience, they have this type of thinking that thawabullah khayrun liman amana wa amila salihah. That thawab of Allah is better than having all this pomp and all this luxury. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then destroyed him. Mufassirin write, there's a small incident that took place. Qarun was very jealous of Musa alayhi salam. Extremely jealous. So he paid a woman, a prostitute, a very high price. And he tells her, you go out in front of the people, whilst Musa al-Islam is there preaching to them, and you go and say, oh people, Musa has made zina with me. So she goes and she says it. Sayyidina Musa al-Islam hears, arrada min al-khawf, he begins to tremble, becomes annoyed. But the very first thing, before taking any reaction, he reads 2 rakat salat. And he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that he goes to, and he reminds her, listen, I take the name of that Allah who saved us from the clutches of Fir'aun, who drowned Fir'aun, and who saved us. And he mentioned quite a few things of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. I'm taking that Allah's name. Speak the truth, otherwise Allah's azab will come upon you. Tell me, who told you to make this allegation? So immediately she said, she made tawbah and she said, Qarun Nitzu. So, Musa alayhi salatu salam, then he could not bear it any longer. And he made dua to Allah, oh Allah, you destroy Qarun. So, فَخَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah Ta'ala sunk, Allah Ta'ala destroyed Qarun with his entire home, all his belongings, everything he began to sink. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the person who walked with his pants low below his ankles and moving behind him, trailing behind him, and he walked with splendor and with haughtiness and arrogance and pride, and right till the day of Qiyamah he is still sinking and sinking and sinking into the deep down into the ground. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah says, فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Against the will of Allah, against the power of Allah, there was no army, there was no people who could help Qaruna. Nothing. No jamaat, no group, no amount of soldiers could help him and assist him. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ. He was one of those who were successful and victorious and saved from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وأصبح الذين تمنوا مكانه بالأمس يقولون ويك أن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء من عباده ويقدر. So those people who desired to have his position and his wealth yesterday, now they realize the mistake and the folly, and quickly they said, oh, 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 no, no. Now we realize that Allah is the one who expands rozi for some people, and Allah is the one who restrains rozi and restricts rozi. So Allah gives sometimes to some people more, and he gives some people less. There is the will of Allah, which we cannot understand. There is the will of Allah, hukum of Allah. But we should not aspire to be and have the wealth the rich people have. لَوْلَا أَمَّنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا لَخَسَفَ بِنَا. Had it not been the favors and the grace of Allah, Allah would have also sunk us if we had also that type of wealth. وَيْكَأَنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. The disbelievers can never be successful. Allah says, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. See the beautiful Jannat which I have promised. نَجْعَلُهَا. We have kept it only for who? لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Only for those people who do not desire pomp and splendor and arrogance and high position and status and fame. وَلَا فَسَادًا. No, those who desire mischief in the world. We haven't kept Jannat for such people who have pride in them and who cause fitna all the time and fasad, mischief. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the good result, the good abode, that is Jannat, that is for the muttaqeen, that is for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand the Quran and implement these beautiful teachings of the Quran into our lives. These are lessons for us. Lesson today is on pride. Allah protect us from pride. How was it, Hakim Akhtar Sahib Ari Billah Rahmatul to say that more worse than the devastation caused by the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, more worse than that destruction on the, in the world, more worse than that destruction is the destruction of pride to the heart of a believer. It shatters all the good in the person. It will take so long to rebuild again. Therefore, tawadu, think of ourselves to be most inferior and everybody else greater. Everybody else more superior. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate our position in the world, even after we pass away, people will still talk good about us. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.